How's it going, everybody? This is the Nitty Gritty. My name is Chad. With me, as usual, is Leonard. This is a show about pro wrestling, and we are giving you another round of our stupid question series where one of us asks the other person a question. They have to give their opinion off the top of their head. There's been no preparation, and it could be something silly, or it could be something that might, have some thought to it. So, Leonard, it is your turn.
All right, so what do you think happens in the short term and the long term with World Championship Wrestling, WCW, if Hulk Hogan doesn't go there in 1994? So he's not in WWE. He's as this give you a second to think about it. Eric Bischoff has told the story how he pitched Hogan. Hogan was doing his TV show, Thunder in Paradise. He was doing some B movies, and Bischoff really had to pitch him to come in. So if Hogan doesn't come in '94, he doesn't go to WCW at all, what do you think happens?
I think some of the same things happen. I think that they land differently. I think that he still goes live on Monday nights. That was, the big thing was that he was going live on Monday nights. And, by this change of history, he would still get Luger to come over. So, I think that happens. I don't think it has the ratings or the impact that it would have had before. And I still think he probably tries something like the NWO. We've heard ad nauseum that it would have been Sting as the third guy. So I think they could have tried that. Do I think it would have lasted a while? I think it would have lasted a little while. I don't think it would have been what it became because I don't think Sting would have made the same shock factor in that role as Hulk Hogan would have or did rather. So I think that those two things happen. And I think the same result is what would be the conclusion, which is I think they would decrease in the ratings, and I think somebody would purchase them, whether it be WWE or otherwise. So.
My thoughts are very similar to yours. The only other two things I thought of extra from you was one, I don't think you would have all of Hogan's buddies having coming in '94, like
Oh,
Beefcake,
that's
like
true.
Jimmy Hart, like Jim Duggan. And if they did, they would have been in a much smaller focus than what they got. And the other thing would be, I think Randy Savage still comes over because that was independent of Hogan. That was him wanting to wrestle and Vince wanting him to be on the
I
mic.
mean, to listen to Hogan tell it, he facilitated it a little bit, but they had a six pack to hash it out or whatever at the gym, however that went. But I agree with you. Ultimately, I think Savage still goes.
And Savage would still, I think, have his feud with Flair and be very pivotal and would probably, I mean, and he got title runs, but very short title runs. I think he's higher in the pecking order without Hogan above his head there. So those are the other two things I thought of, but I agree with you. I think they eventually do get to, because it's interesting when you look, a lot of what Hogan was doing was sort of in a Hogan bubble, and there was so much outside of him that was happening. So I still think you get to a lot of the same thing. And the reason I thought about this question, I'll say, is because I was watching some best of Clash of the Champions on Peacock, and it was like a late, volume 3 or 4, and it was like 93, 94, and you had Flair face against Rude, you had Sting Vader, you had Steamboat Austin, and I went, man, this is some really good stuff. And then Hogan shows up and it all like gets flushed. Like
Yeah,
all everything they were doing gets just go, we go in the Hogan direction.
because he was still doing the thing that WWE was doing at that time, which was the cycle of villains for Hogan to beat, and the crowd didn't want that at that time. I don't think it was as much about Hogan as it was they didn't want to see that type of wrestling anymore. If you want to go another way on this, Leonard, I think that without Hogan there to bend Bischoff's ear about things, to the fact that Hogan changed how contracts are given out and all that kind of stuff, you might have some of these cruiserweights that jumped ship. You might have them stay around a little bit longer if they were getting more airtime than they would have been under Hogan. Did
Oh,
Hogan
that's a good point.
responsible for that? I'm not saying he is or isn't. I'm just saying without him there and the whole NWO thing going on as on the level that it was, you might have had somebody like a Jericho or, you know, a Dean Malenko or an Eddie Guerrero stay around longer, right?
Yeah. Maybe they give Benoit doesn't jump and the rest of the guys.
Right.
They're given more. So yeah, that's a deeper, it's a ripple effect. It's kind of hard to guess what happens or doesn't happen.
Absolutely. So,
before we take off, as per usual, as we've been doing lately, we're going to close with a World Wrestling Federation Attitude and Review Game 3rd Edition question. Since these are shorter videos, I'm just going to do the question card this time, and we do the last three questions on a five-question card. Who won the 20-man Battle Royal held at WrestleMania 4? I know the final two in the ring were Bret Hart and Bad News Brown, and I believe Bad News had told Bret, hey, let's just split it. And then he jumps Bret and throws Bret out. So I believe Brown won. Or, yeah, so I believe Bad News Brown won. Four, or question four. Who was the first celebrity to make consecutive WrestleMania appearances? I think it's Bob Uecker for 3 and 4. Depending on how we define celebrity. But
I was going to say, I have a different guess if you get it wrong, but.
Okay. What former Federation champion used a flying elbow to vanquish his opponents? That would be Randy Savage. Okay. So, Bad News Brown did win the Battle Royal. Randy Savage did drop the elbow, and Bob Uecker was correct.
Oh, Bob Uecker was correct. So,
what were you thinking?
Well, I wasn't defining celebrity the same way you were initially. Like you said Bob Uecker, and I was like, that makes sense. In my head, I was like, well, wouldn't it be Mr. T?
Mr. T was an active competitor.
Yeah,
he was a celebrity.
Right.
He was the first celebrity to make consecutive WrestleMania. Yeah, I think you're right. I think you could define it that way. Again, my brain went non-competitor.
And that was obviously the correct
worker.
Answer.
Yeah, non-worker. And my celebrities of the week or celebrity of the week is William Regal, a man's true man's man.
Absolutely excellent. One of my favorite clips to rewatch of all time is when they pranked him with the man's man music. He was in a match on, God, Heat, maybe? Like, I don't know if you've ever seen this, Leonard.
But no, I don't think I have.
You got to look this up because it's hard to find. It might come up as like the episode of Heat or whatever it was on. But he was in a match with Daniel Bryan, and he came out and they played his real music initially, and then they shifted to a man's man, and he reacts in real time, and it's fantastic.
I'll have to find that.
So, yes. Anyway, check out our other episodes. Comment however you see fit on any changes or differences you think we would have we missed on this question. Hit the like button. Subscribe to our content. We are available wherever you listen to podcasts as well. For Leonard, my name is Chad, and we will see you next week.